Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach, helping singles who are serious about getting to the altar within the next few years. And remember, until you say I do, we have some work to do together. I call my program Married in 2 years or Less because I believe that once you get serious and decide you want to find the right person and settle down with him or her, it does not take forever. It should not take long. When you get strategic and purposeful about what you are doing in your love life, and that's what I help you with, things start to happen. I have two clients right now that just started with me a few months ago, and now they are already in a committed relationship. And I have a third client who's almost there. She is deciding on two different guys. She likes both of them, and she is trying to make a decision about which one will be her man. And so that's coming. I believe that it's coming within the next week or two. But you can be at the same place. These ladies came to me with no prospects. They weren't seeing anybody when they came. They weren't even sure what they needed to do to change their love life. And now they're already in a relationship. One is in her 30s, one is in her 40s, and one is in her 50s. Can you guess which are the two that are now in a relationship and which is the one that's deciding and about to be in a relationship? Probably not the ones that you think. I will tell you, the ladies that are in their 40s and 50s are the two that are now in a relationship. The one in her 30s is the one who's still deciding and about to be in a relationship. So for those of you that are a little bit older and thinking that it's over for you, that it's too late to find love, please don't even think that for a second. My oldest client is 72 years old. Everyone is looking for love, and everyone is finding it. Once you get more strategic and know what to do, then it will happen. And that is what I do. That is what I'm here for, to help you. So if you are interested in learning more about my Married in 2 years or Less program, you can sign up for a free consultation about it on my website at kikistrickland.com/the-program. So the program with a dash in the middle. KikiStrickland.com/the-program. I know that my two clients that are already in the relationship right now are so happy that they are booed up at this time because this blizzard that we are going through. It's beautiful out there, you guys. It is so pretty to see all this snow, and it's still falling pretty heavily, I might say. I don't like it. I am from California, so I really enjoy warm weather, but I'm actually having fun. When you have a mate, when you have someone with you, things are just different. My husband and I prepared for this blizzard of 2016, and we got snacks, we got food. I even went out and got some pizza yesterday. One for him and one for myself because, you know, Pizza Hut has the $5 deal. As long as you get more than two, you pay only $5 for each. So we each have our own pizza. I want to make some more things this afternoon. But last night when we were watching the news and it was saying you might be snowed in until Monday morning, we looked at each other and were like, okay, we're going to have to get some games or something going on. And he said, oh, yeah, I have a whole box full of games. Now, we've been married for 2 years. So I'm still learning things about him. I didn't even know he had all these games. He went down into our storage room and came up with this box. And it had Boggle and Scattergories and Taboo and all these games in it. And I was just saying, okay, we'll put this aside for later in the weekend, but we started looking at the games because I hadn't played Boggle before and I hadn't played Scattergories. We started playing last night, and we were up until 2 a.m. And I just brought that up because it was so much fun. And this is what you want. You want somebody that you have a good time with. I was watching one of those dating programs the other day, and the girl had gone out on 2 dates with this guy. He was very handsome, and they were having a great time together. And she told him on the second day, you know, I'm really having a great time, but it's more like a platonic thing. You know, I feel like we can just kick it. I don't really sense anything romantic with you. I think it's just a friendship. And he just looked at her because I think he was very disappointed. And he probably realized because we're having a good time, we should probably continue and see where it goes. But she was cutting things off because she didn't feel, I guess, like she thought she should feel. When you look at movies, romantic movies and films, you think things are supposed to be this big wow and go a certain way, and you want to rip each other's clothes off on the first meeting. But no, you want to pick and choose someone that you really genuinely enjoy, that you can kick it with. And as long as there's an attraction there, you want to see where it leads. Love grows. So I really think it was a mistake for her to just cut it off on the second date instead of going on a few more dates if you're having a good time. But that's a topic for another day. We're going to be talking about the new year and setting some goals in just a minute. But I do want to talk about a few events that I have coming up. I have a football basics seminar for those of you that do not know much about football and you want to understand the game. And I've combined it with flirting at a Super Bowl party because the Super Bowl is coming up. And yes, you should utilize that huge event that mostly everybody watches, even if you're not a sports fan at all. Most people will go to a Super Bowl party. So this is a time when you'll be around a lot of people mingling, and I want to show you with my special guest how to meet someone through the Super Bowl parties. So that's going to be on January 31st, and you can find out all these things on my website at kikistrickland.com. We are also going to have a Super Bowl flirt night for those of you that don't go to a party but you want to be out with a group. Our ladies, we do flirt night every Friday night. I have a flirt instructor who's awesome, and she actually teaches you what to do and say and is right there to help you through it. So it's a group activity. It's like a girls' night out. And we are having a Super Bowl flirt night on the day of the Super Bowl. So please sign up for that. If you don't know of a party that you can go to, you can at least come for that. And then the day before the Super Bowl, I am going to be speaking at Lord & Taylor at an event there that they're doing on tapping into your beauty to find and keep Mr. Right. It is myself and a therapist, Dr. Diane Kern, and the personal stylist for Lord & Taylor, and a cosmetic specialist, someone who does makeup and skincare for Lord & Taylor. So it's the four of us, and it's free. So you want to come out and participate in that. There's another event that I am speaking at, and I want to bring on the organizer of that event, Sharon Carter, Girls for Greatness.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, even though we are snowed in. I'm actually loving it, as I mentioned. How are you faring in this weather?
I am good. I have my mint tea. I'm ready to, just relax today.
Awesome. Yep. For a couple of days, probably, because we're thinking church might be canceled in the morning. Hopefully we'll be able to watch it online. But tell us about your event coming up February 6th, right?
Yes, February 6th at 2 o'clock in D.C. at Culture Coffee. It's actually, February is also Black History Month, and we're going to patronize a Black-owned cafe that day. So that's something that we're proud about.
Love it.
The event is a book and wine soiree, And it's about the book, The Rules. And how this came into fruition is my friends and I attended, and I'll make it brief, we attended a South African food festival last summer. And while we were there, we met a couple that we became very friendly with, and we were talking with them. And they were there celebrating, I believe it was their 16th wedding anniversary. And her husband asked us if we were married, and we were like, no, we're single. He says, all of you have never been married? We're like, yeah. So he's like, well, how old are you ladies? We're like, we're all 40. He's like, wow, and you guys aren't married. He's like, you want to get married? He's like, yes, but we just haven't, it hasn't happened yet. So then his wife was talking to us, and she said, have you ladies ever heard of the rules? And myself and another friend haven't, and one of my other friends, she did. And we were like, no, what's the rules? She's like, well, it's a book. It's a book about dating. You guys should definitely read it. So we were like, she's like, when she met her husband, her sister told her about the book, and she says, before you start really getting serious with this guy, you should read the rules and do what it says. So she said she read the book cover to cover, and she did what it says. And actually, I'm not going to keep it very, very long, but long story short, she said it worked, and it helped her in her dating. So my friends and I were thinking of doing something just within ourselves, but then we decided to open this event up to other women because we're not the only one that wants to be married. We're not the only one that's trying to figure out how to date smart in 2016 and try to navigate the difficult path of dating. So this is an event that's going to be, like I said, it's going to be Culture Coffee. We're excited about having you there. We're looking forward to women coming to hear about the rules and read the book. Come with your questions so that we can have a great, powerful discussion, so that we can learn better, so that we can have new results. Because in order to get new results, we first have to have new information. So that's what it's, we're looking forward
awesome.
To.
Awesome. Love it. And if they are interested in attending, how can they get tickets?
They can go to your meetup page, because you were so gracious to post it on your meetup page. There's an Eventbrite link there in the post. And also, if they have more questions about it, they can send an email to styleempowerment@gmail.com. And the event is listed also on Eventbrite. So just send us an email if you have any questions. Again, at styleempowerment@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. This is exciting.
I know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, you enjoy your mint tea and stay warm.
Well, thank you. You too.
And I'll see you. Great. I'll see you on the 6th. All right. Bye-bye.
The 6th. Yeah, the 6th.
All right, ladies, so you heard it. It's going to be a great event. I am an advocate for the rules. I actually recommend certain portions to my clients. I have picked out specific chapters of the rules. And those of you that haven't heard of the rules, it's by Ellen Fine and Sherry Snyder. I always get the second name wrong. But anyway, if you Google the rules, I use All the Rules, the book called All the Rules, because they have a couple of versions of the rules out. It started with the rules, then they did the rules for online dating and the rules for marriage, I think, and then there's All the Rules, which combines two of the books together. So that is the one that I take great information from. And quiet as this kept, I'm going to whisper this part. I still use the rules on my husband. So, yes, it's going to be a great discussion. I'm going to actually add that Eventbrite link to my event page. So that'll be easier for you guys to just go to kikistrickland.com under events. I haven't done it yet, but I will as soon as I finish this show. And I love how she said getting new information to do something different, because it's true. If what you have done in the past has not worked, why do you keep doing it? You want to start doing something different so that you can get some new results. Awesome. That was Sharon Carter from Girls for Greatness. All right. So I do want to give you, time is flying so quickly. I want to give you some tips about the new year. I see I have lots of callers already lined up in the queue, and I want to get to your question. If you would like to call in, it's 646-478-0341. 646-478-0341. If I don't get to you today, don't worry. I do this show pretty regularly And we will come back at a later time so that I can get to your questions. And also, you can email me your questions at info@kikistrickland.com so that I have them ahead of time and I can always just read them even without you calling in. So it's a new year. How are you feeling in the new year? I know that some people get depressed when there are new beginnings. I know somebody used to get depressed in September, even when the new semester was starting for school, and then again in January when the new year came in. So if you are, I want you to talk to someone. It could be me, it could be a therapist, it could be a counselor, it could be a pastor, someone at your church. But go ahead and get some assistance for that, especially if you can see it's a regular thing, it's seasonal, it comes around. So start doing something about that. Don't just over. Hopefully you are coming into this new year, even though we're almost finished with January. Time has flown so fast. It's almost February. Hopefully you're optimistic about this year and what it is going to bring for you. You are excited about this year, ready for a change in your love life. Hopefully you are anticipating what is going to happen. Your mindset is key. How you look at things, how you look at your future is very important, because we pretty much act out what we truly believe. If you have negative thoughts about what's going to happen, your future, then that's usually what happens. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. What you say and believe is what you create in your life. And that's why I'm always telling you ladies, think positively, do affirmations where you're stating out loud the positive that you will find love this year, that your Mr. Right is around the corner, he's coming, that there are great men that are attracted to you, that you are awesome, and many, many, many men want to date you. I mean, whatever you want to say, make sure that it's the positive. I hate when women come to me, and if you do this, I'm it's okay, we're working on this, but women come to me and they say, there aren't any good men out there, all men just want to have sex with me, all the good ones are taken, all men are cheaters. You know, they come with these negative notions that they truly believe, and that's why those are the men that they're meeting. They're attracting to them the very thing that they say they don't want, because that's what they're actually putting out there. So it's deep. If you've worked with a life coach, I know you've probably talked about limiting beliefs. But briefly here, I've just said that what you are putting out there and believing is what you are going to attract. So make sure that you change it if it has been negative and start saying and believing the positive. And for those of you out there that are believers, that have faith, you know you should be speaking the positive, because you know that the Lord has good for you, and that's what I want you to tell yourself and say to yourself and write it down, put it on your mirror, put it somewhere, do a vision board. But make sure that it is in front of you and that you are repeating it. Some people tell me they do their affirmations every morning before they go to work or as they're commuting to work in their cars. They're saying these positive statements. And the more you say it, the more you start to believe it. Because believe me, I understand. I know that you might think that way because of your experiences. So you're thinking, well, this is reality. But actually, it does not have to be your reality. You change your reality. You are the one that is in charge of your life and what happens in it. So change your reality, and you can start by changing what you say and how you think about love and marriage and dating and men and about yourself. Because some of you, your thoughts about yourself are negative. I'm too fat. I'm too dark-skinned, I'm too light-skinned, I have nappy hair, I don't know how to dress, I'm not good at this or good at that, or dating, or I'm not good at flirting or attracting men. Stop making those negative statements get the knowledge that you need to change those things. But even before you can start to really change them, start to say that they are already changed and different. So I want you to set some goals for the first quarter of this year. That means the first 3 months. And unfortunately, January is already almost gone, but that's okay. You still have a week left. And I want you to look at your personal goals for the next 3 months. What do you want to see? What do you want to see changed? I went to a Circle of Champions seminar on dreams last week, I think it was, and it was fabulous. It always is. Bob Yates is just awesome. But he talked about daring to dream and stepping out of your comfort zone and how when you have a dream, it always requires you to step out of where you are. And most people don't reach their goals and dreams because they're afraid to step out. They never actually leave their comfort zone. And he talked about how the even bigger dream requires you to step out again. So even when you get to that one goal or dream, there's another one that you should be striving to reach. And then another, and then an even bigger one until you get to like a global dream or goal of yours. And, of course, he was talking about career and financial and business goals. But we are talking about your love life goals, your relationship goals, what you want for your family that you're going to create. It may be just you right now, but you are going to end up having a spouse, and if you want, children. So what's your vision? What do you visualize when you think about that, your future with the family that you're creating? What do you see? What do you want? I talked about what me and my husband just did last night, playing games, Boggle and Scategories. We're going to play a little bit of blackjack and poker today when we get bored of watching TV or if the electricity goes out or whatever. But you probably have things that you want to do with your future spouse or mate. What do you see the two of you doing together? Traveling or creating something together like an organization? Dream big. Write down your dreams, put them on a piece of paper or in your computer or on little stickies, however you want to do it. You can do a vision board by cutting out the pictures and having what's on the board represent those things. But I want you to actually be specific, and I want you to actually record it down. That way, when it happens in the future, you can say, this is exactly what I wanted, and I created for myself by doing this. Great. All right. One of the things that I also want you to think about this year is your image. Are you happy with the way that you look? And I mentioned that I'm going to be doing the Lord and Taylor seminar. Come to that because the stylist will actually be talking about specific ways to change your look. I don't do that, but I work with people, image consultants and stylists that I can send you to. So I was reading an article, and I forget where it was. I think it might be Essence. And it said, look in the mirror. Would you date you right now? Would you ask yourself out on a date based on what you look like and who you are at this very moment? If your answer is no, it's time to reevaluate your look and be prepared to look and, most of all, feel your best. After all, you are on the market 24/7, not just when you feel like dressing up and going out on the town. And we did the DC Dating Telesummit, and that'll be up until the end of the month. So if you missed any of the guest speakers from the DC Dating Summit, you can still listen on my website under the DC Dating Summit page. And one of the last speaker actually talked about marketing yourself, and how you're constantly marketing yourself, whether you want to, whether you think about it or not. Every time you step out of your door and people see you, you are conveying a message to them about yourself. And I wanted to bring up how you're looking, because if you haven't been paying attention to your look and how you're presenting yourself, what you're marketing to other people is that you don't care. So, again, if you need any help with that, come to the Lord and Taylor seminar. I'm actually looking forward to it because I plan to upgrade my image this year for 2016. I want a different look. I want a better, more glamorous look. Some of you might want an edgier look. Some of you might want a more feminine look because maybe you've been more of the tomboy wearing pants all the time, and now you want to be a little bit more feminine to attract a man. Or maybe you are a man and you want to change your look because you know it's kind of too casual and you want to find out how you can be stylish as a man. Great. Let's work on that this year. All right, I want to take one of your calls. I'm going to the first person in line. Hello, can you hear me? Start speaking. If you're calling from 240, ending in 5354. All right, you have 2 seconds to speak up and ask your question.
Hi.
All right, I think they don't. Oh, there you are. Okay, I'm sorry. I think I dropped her. All right. Your call, your number is 6606 at the end. Can you hear me? 6606?
Yes, that's me. Hi, Kiki. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. You have a question?
I do have a question. I just recently connected with someone that I knew 6 years ago, and he kind of found me on Facebook, and 6 years ago it didn't end well, but he was a lot younger and immature back then, but now time has elapsed, and he's more mature and knows what he wants. I'm concerned about what he did in the past, and how can I get over that to really give him a second chance? We've been talking,
awesome.
We've been going out on a few dates, but he's at a point in his life where he knows exactly what he wants. He wants to be married, and he wants a kid. Can you offer any advice to me?
Yes, thank you so much for that call, and it looks like you're going to be the only caller I get to. Let me just say, I think it's great that you are going out on dates with him, hanging out with him, getting to know him again to see if he is really different. I think you should give him the benefit of the doubt. People do change. People grow. Like you said, it was years ago, and that he seems to have corrected his ways, especially if he's apologized for whatever it was that he did. Believe him when he says he's different, and try to start again. Give him a chance to prove to you that he is different. I would not hold on to anything from the past. Let it go as much as you can. If you still need to talk about the actual event or whatever happened with him and he's open to doing that, do that once and then let it go. Do not harbor on it. Do not keep going back to it. That's one thing that men seem to be able to do that we as women don't do as easily. They can let things go and move on and be friends again, buddies, hang out with their dudes. They might have had the biggest blow up, even a fist fight, and then be friends the next day. We hold on to things forever, and it's a mistake. Let it go. Start fresh with him. Act like this is a new relationship in your own head and in your own heart. And see what happens. Thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I have 90 seconds. Come back for the next Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland, and I will take more of your calls. In fact, I think for the next segment of Dating Talk, it will just be Q&A. So all of you that are on in the queue, please call back. It won't be next week because I have so much going on next week. But I will announce the new date of the next Dating Talk. Those of you who are interested in the consultation for my Married in 2 Years or Less program, please go to my website and fill out the form. It asks a few questions, and then I will send you the calendar link where you can select a time to speak with one of my enrollment specialists for the program. And this includes people that are not in this area. I do have a virtual program, Married in 2 Years or Less, for those of you that are not in the D.C. area. So if you have friends that are in other countries or in other states that you think would also benefit from working with me, please give them this information. It's kikistrickland.com kikistrickland.com/theprogram. You can also send any of your questions to me at info@kikistrickland.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it was helpful, and happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.